From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Wednesday that he has such respect for the people of Iran as they try to take back the corrupt government. However, pro-government rallies in several Iranian cities drew thousands of marchers Wednesday, following 6 days of rare unrest that took the country's leaders off guard. Emily Wither has more.
Over 20 people have been killed during the unrest, including two members of the security forces, while more than 450 protesters have been arrested in the capital, Tehran, in recent days.
The UN human rights chief called on Iran Wednesday to rein in security forces to avoid further violence and respect the right of protesters to freedoms of expression and peaceful assembly. Doug Bernard reports that members of the Al-Shabaab Islamic militant group attacked and killed five Kenyan police officers Wednesday.
Officials say the attack occurred near the shared border with Somalia in the northern county of Mandera. The Somali-based Al-Shabaab has launched a series of attacks in Kenya since 2011. Al-Shabaab remains active in Somalia, trying to overthrow the government there and install a strict form of Islam. It has deployed bomb attacks against government, military, and civilian targets. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
The Afghan spy agency says it has arrested 13 suspected Islamic State militants in a raid in Kabul believed to be behind recent suicide bombings in the Afghan capital. Last week, an IS suicide bomber attacked a Shiite Muslim cultural center in Kabul, killing more than 40 people and wounding around 90 others. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's leader has announced plans to drop charges against political prisoners and close a notorious prison camp in what he calls an effort to widen the democratic space for all. Mariamo Diallo has more.
Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn's comments on Wednesday came after anti-government protests engulfed much of the restive Oromia and Amhara regions in recent months, affecting businesses and transport networks. Haile Mariam said political prisoners that are facing prosecutions and are already under arrest will be released, and a notorious prison cell that was traditionally called Mayekelawi will be closed down and turned into a museum. Rights groups and opposition groups in Ethiopia had been calling for the release of political prisoners, saying they were arrested on trumped-up charges and were being punished for their points of view. Ethiopia's government has long been accused of arresting critical journalists and opposition leaders. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
On Tuesday, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley outlined why the Trump administration was going to cut aid to Pakistan.
The administration is withholding $255 million in assistance to Pakistan. There are clear reasons for this. Pakistan has played a double game for years. They work with us at times, and they also harbor the terrorists that attack our troops in Afghanistan. That game is not acceptable to this administration.
The Pakistani Prime Minister's office expressed deep disappointment and a recent slew of critical comments from the U.S. officials. Zimbabwe's new justice minister is rejecting calls for major electoral reforms ahead of nationwide polls expected later this year. The Zimbabwe Election Resource Center, a nonpartisan think tank focusing on elections and democracy, wrote letters this week to Parliament President Emmerson Mnangagwa and Justice Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi, urging them to enact new laws to ensure the 2018 general elections are free and fair. Former President Robert Mugabe, who the military forced out of office in November, was accused by both international and domestic observers of using fraud and intimidation to win elections in 2002, 2008, and 2013. Music streaming company Spotify was sued by Wixen Music Publishing, Inc. last week for allegedly using thousands of songs, including those by Tom Petty, Neil Young, and The Doors, without a license and compensation to the music publisher. Wixen is seeking damages worth at least $1.6 billion, along with injunctive relief. Spotify declined to comment, but Reuters News reports the company has filed confidentially for an initial public offering with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.